It is a brand new year, and this week we're going to take a look forward and make some predictions about what we expect to happen in the RV industry and national parks and campgrounds and camping for 2026. This is the RV Miles Podcast. RV Miles is sponsored by Blue Ox. Chances are you've seen them on the road. That's because Blue Ox designs and manufactures the best towing products in the industry. Just look around. You'll find them on highways and campgrounds and anywhere you find people traveling through the great outdoors. From award-winning tow bars, base plates, and brakes to a full line of weight-distributing hitches, fifth wheel hitches, receiver hitches, and adjustable ball mounts. With Blue Ox, towing doesn't have to be a drag. Visit BlueOx.com for more information. Welcome to episode number 391 of the RV Miles Podcast. I'm Jason.
And I'm Abby. And here at RV Miles, we talk all things RV and outdoors, from industry news to travel destinations, our national parks, and from time to time, we like to shake that magic eight ball.
Welcome back, everybody. This is a whole lot of stuff to talk about here at the top of the show because there's a whole lot going on. We've been gone for a little bit. There's been a lot of issues related to that we'll talk about. But if you're watching on YouTube, this is the first time that the RV Miles Podcast has been back on the RV Miles main channel in a very long time. We, many years ago, moved it over to its own channel, and now it is back in plain RV Miles land to hopefully get rid of a bit of confusion that we've had over the years. And I know a few of you are going to be angry about seeing this long form podcast in your RV Miles main feed, but rest assured, each episode will be labeled podcast very clearly, and you can just not watch them.
Did y'all miss me? I'm back. I'm back on the channel, y'all. I've missed you all so much. I'm so excited to be here. But really, this just makes not only what we do here more streamlined, but it also breaks out a lot of confusion for the partners that we work with, the community that we're here to serve. We're all just going to be in this one place together. And what a beautiful place it is. And I'm very, very happy to be back here. It's been 4 long years since the RV Miles podcast was on this channel. So I'm very, very glad to be back and airing all of my opinions here for all of you to enjoy as well.
We're not going to get into all the details, but the issues were algorithm orientated back when we moved it away. And we decided YouTube has fixed some things, hopefully. But also, we just want to get rid of that extra layer of confusion and keep everything on one channel.
But guess what? If you're listening to this,
nothing's changed for you.
Nothing's changed for you.
Not
like
at all.
OG of this podcast,
and nothing is going to change on the RV Miles YouTube channel other than the addition of these episodes into the feed for that channel.
Yep,
we're still going to be regularly putting out the Monday news episode. We are playing with release days of the week for the certain different things that we do going forward. We'll talk about that at a future date. But regardless, we're happy to be back. We've been taking a little bit of a break. We had a bit of a planned break for the Christmas holiday. We drove to Dallas and had a great time with family. But that Christmas holiday was mired with a whole lot of illness. First, we had a family member go to the hospital. We had myself, Ethan, Henry, and Jack all getting the flu.
Influenza A, too. Best kind of flu.
Other family members getting the flu, and then another family going to the hospital because of the flu. You may have heard the flu has been going around like crazy this flu season. So please, you know, keep yourself as safe as you possibly can, because it's no joke, let me tell you. It's not fun.
No, and I'm really thankful that I missed it and that I was able to stay upright to care for everybody. But it did delay us coming back to the Quad Cities by 3 days. So we actually didn't arrive back here until New Year's Eve evening. And so everything that, you know, we had planned to be back to work on that Monday after Christmas, and everything just got thrown just all in upheaval because we couldn't drive. People were too sick to be sitting in a car. We were 900 miles from home, yada, yada, yada. So We're very glad to be back. We're here for a very, very short time until we head for the Florida RV Super Show, which, as many of you know, is beginning on January 14th. We're so excited to be back there. We're going to be hosting a meet and greet at their pavilion, which is kind of in the heart of the entire Super Show. And that is going to be happening on Thursday afternoon. I'm not announcing a time just yet until I get confirmation from the Super Show that we actually have the time slot and that it's the time that I put in for. So just know, as of right now, we do plan on having a 45-minute meet and greet on Thursday afternoon. And if you want the latest information, not only on that meet and greet and just kind of everything else that's going to be happening around RV Miles in 2026, then you're going to want to get on our Road Signs newsletter. And that is at rvmiles.com/mailing list. That is where we keep the most up-to-date information, as well as special discounts that you can only find on the newsletters and other little perks as well, too. So rvmiles.com/mailing list to learn more. And we hope to see you either at the meet and greet, or if you happen to see us walking by, please wave and say hello.
And of course, you know, we got a little bit behind on some of the content we planned on putting out. Some of it we're just having to skip. But we also had a lot planned to get ready so that we could have it pre-recorded before we head to Florida. And so I'm getting the studio all ready. We have in the studio, we are now using, if you're watching this, we're experimenting with our 3-camera setup. It's not going to be perfect. I know, you know, some of you gave me comments on the video that I did last week where I was just testing stuff out, still testing stuff out. We're still working through bugs and kinks. I mean, literally all morning has been this, but
I honestly have no idea which camera to look at.
Don't have to look at a camera. You don't even have to look at a camera.
If I'm talking to my friends out there, I want to look like I'm talking to them and not just to this random plant over here on the table.
But the thing is, so I was working on getting all this stuff set up. And when I had my computer here and like updating software and stuff down at the studio, getting things organized. And my computer died because it wasn't plugged in and it would not turn back on. Now, this thing's only, I bought it in April. So it's still under warranty, but it's being shipped back to Apple. So we're waiting 5 to 10 business days for that to come back while we're getting ready to leave town. So that's very unuseful. And on top of that, so we deal with that. We end up just buying another computer, a little bit cheaper one that's going to be the studio computer that's going to run all of our equipment and just stay in the studio. So then yesterday I'm dealing with all this stuff and finally get to the point where it's time to come home. And I come home and I got a flat tire on the car. So it's been a week. We're going to get into some more details of that in our detour episode that we do for Mile Markers, the show after the show, as they say. But today, I don't know, this is the final announcement, I promise. Today is a mini episode. We started doing these last year. Essentially, a mini episode is a way for us to record a few episodes in a row and get ahead of things. And some of the information is not super timely in them. We're not going to talk about news-related stuff, and we're not going to do our Fresh Tank Black Tank. So those of you who are experiencing the podcast for the first time over on the RV Miles YouTube channel, know it's normally longer than this one is. So normally it's an hour-long show, and we're going to aim for a half hour here. And today we're going to talk about our predictions for the RV industry in 2026, as we try to do every year. We get out the crystal ball and we sort of look at what we think might be happening around the corner. And one year, we're going to actually go back in time and listen to what we said last year and see if we were right. But we keep forgetting to do that. But we're just going to talk about 2026 and what our expectations are for 2026 in a few different categories.
Yes. So we have 5 total, 3 prediction categories, and then 2 goals categories. So we're doing predictions for the RV industry, predictions for the campground industry, and predictions for our national parks. And then we're going to share 1 goal each of those, 1 prediction each, and then 1 goal each for RV Miles. And then we'll wrap it up with a little bit of our own personal goals for 2026 as well. So, Mr. Epperson, what is your prediction for the RV industry in 2026.
I talked about this a little bit on a recent episode of the podcast. I also talked about this on the comments video I did last month. And don't laugh at me. But I do think there will be a renewed focus on quality in the RV industry in 2026. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that everything will get better, but we've already seen the beginnings of this sort of, Grand Design trying to rework their reputation by changing their roofing material and their new Omega frame. We've seen Axiom RV come out with all sorts of different ideas about how an RV is built. And we were seeing this in 2018 and 2019 going into the pandemic. There was this conversation back then. I know a lot of people think RV quality really, you know, took a dive into the deep end in 2020, 2021, 2022. And that may be true. And that will have a lot to do with the fact that a lot of RVs were built over that amount of time. A lot of people were laid off in the first couple months and didn't come back, while other people who were not maybe as experienced, they were really looking hard for workers in the RV industry. Remember all the supply issues, the supply chain stuff, getting stuff from overseas, getting wood and lumber and all sorts of stuff. There was a lot of problems and a lot of components were substituted, some better, some worse. So there was a lot that happened during that time period, but there was already this conversation about quality going on before that. And the RV industry was sort of taking a little bit of a dive in 2019. And in 2019, the one thing that we really noted back then was a lot of brands were starting to add pre-delivery inspection facilities at the plant where they didn't have them before, where they were expecting the dealers to do all that sort of stuff, where a lot of brands were adding things like rain bays. And now since then, we've seen Alliance and Brinkley come out and they, you know, they use like things like shaker tables and Alliance takes every rig out on the road. We're going to see more of that happening this year. Whether it's real quality improvements or not, I don't know. I can't tell you whether they will be. I think in some cases they will be real quality improvements. In some cases, it'll just be lipstick on a pig. But the reality is brands are going to be advertising quality improvements over the course of this year. And whether or not that ends up being real or not will remain to be seen. But I do believe we're going to see a lot of that moving forward, that this time where the RV industry was expecting a big rebound that has not happened, that they need to do some things to really grab your attention. And that is going to be one of the easiest things to do. I mean, we've seen the success of a brand like Brinkley, of a brand like Alliance, coming into the fold. And whether or not they are truly better quality than other brands, a lot of people would argue they're not. And some would argue they are. And I think it all depends on the area of the build. But regardless, we're going to see more focus on those sorts of things.
All right. I agree. That was actually one of the things I had put on my list as well.
What is what's your RV industry prediction?
I think this year we're going to see a little bit more consolidation between brands inside parent companies. So one of the bigger stories out of 2025 was that Jayco absorbed Heartland RV. And as you know, Jayco and Heartland are both under Thor. So, and I do think with that quality in mind, with maybe the rebound not being quite what everyone thought it would be, I think we're going to see a little bit more of that absorption, a little bit more of some smaller brands, maybe even brands that don't have the best reputation, getting absorbed into some of the company's bigger brands. And I think some of that is going to also play into maybe a little downsize in personnel, because now you've got this one brand's marketing department and everything else, PR department, whatever, absorbing all of that. So yeah. I do believe we might see, I don't think it's going to be a ton. Could just be maybe one or two more.
It might not be obvious. Like with Heartland being absorbed by Jayco, Heartlands are still being produced. There are not fewer brand names on the dealer lots.
Right.
It's just they're being made by the same manufacturer now. Yeah. And I think we'll probably will continue to be like that. If you're interested in any of these stories that happened last year, by the way, I did do a video. My last news video of the year was sort of a roundup of the top stories, at least the ones that I thought were the top ones that I covered over the course of 2025. And one of them, of course, was Heartland being absorbed by Jayco. With the new year here, a lot of us are planning new trips, new routes, and maybe even a whole new season of RV travel. But if you own an RV, you also know that repairs are part of the adventure, and they get expensive fast. When something breaks, the last thing you want is confusion about how much it should cost and if it's covered by your RV protection. That's why we like wholesale warranties. Instead of pushing one plan, they work with multiple providers to help you find coverage that actually fits your RV and how you travel. Plus, they take the time to explain what's included, what's not, and help you avoid paying for coverage you don't need. In an industry that can feel overwhelming, Wholesale Warranties is dedicated to making coverage clear, reliable, and fair. So as you head into a new year of adventures, consider getting a personalized quote at wholesalewarranties.com, where you can learn more, lock in coverage, and let them protect your rig so you can focus on the road ahead, not the repair bills.
All right, so the second category is the campground industry. So what is your prediction for the campground industry in 2026?
Well, everything is more expensive to operate these days. And it's certainly the case for the campground industry. Utility costs are up, property taxes, fuel, all sorts of stuff is up. And the campground industry was doing pretty well for a little while there during this RV boom. And now that has eased off a bit, though there are still a lot of RV owners out there. So a lot of people own RVs. They're not getting rid of them. They're still camping, right? So there are still there's still a lot of people visiting campgrounds, and campgrounds are still fairly busy. But campgrounds are probably going forward, and we've seen a little bit of this happening in the past few years, going to start looking for ways to increase revenue, and that might not be by charging higher fees, because we do feel that campgrounds have come towards the edge of what they can charge to an individual camper for a nightly fee. The campground industry recognizes this. They have seen this. They have said this has become a problem, and we cannot continue to raise rates much higher because we're seeing some back pressure against this. So I do think campgrounds are going to try to find some ways to increase revenue without raising the nightly cost. And that might be additional add-on fees for additional amenities, additional benefits, things like that. We actually got an email today from somebody talking about how they were at a campground that was charging them for electricity on a nightly rate. We see that all the time on monthly rates, but they were getting charged a nightly rate for electricity.
Yeah, I don't like that.
We could see some stuff like that. So be on the lookout for that stuff out there. But I do think that is going to be a trend in 2026.
So finding add-on ways to increase their revenue. I agree. My first idea was, is this the year that we reach the price ceiling? Have we finally reached that? And I didn't feel enough confidence to keep that as my prediction this year, because I'm not 100% sure that campgrounds have realized that they need to reach the ceiling and that the price increases need to stop, and they need to start finding some ways to absorb some of these costs. So I did go with, and this is something I see a lot, we're on mailing lists for a lot of campgrounds throughout the country, just to kind of get an idea of like the temperature and what they're sending out to all of you. And one of the things I do think is going to become stronger and stronger in 2026 is that campgrounds are going to move away from more giant group share discount sites and start to bring that in-house a little bit more. And that really to find out discounts and deals from campgrounds, that's going to be going to that campground's website. That's going to be on that campground's newsletter. And I think that they're going to try to have a little bit more control of that. And some of the, let's say, the hotels.com of RVing and things like that. I'm not so sure how much longer those are really going to have a place here, because what I have seen is a lot of emails come in from campgrounds offering discounts, but I'm not seeing those discounts being offered on third-party sites.
Yeah, and I think the reality is, whether that ends up being the case or not, we're not going to see. When I say that they feel like they've reached the ceiling, some of them, and I think you're right, not everyone has figured that out, but some of them feel like they've reached the ceiling, and at least we've heard from some of the big campground chains, but we're not going to see prices reducing. What we are going to see is what you're talking about, more discounts, and that's what happens. Prices never come down.
So what
you just see more discounts.
what I think is going to be really important for the RVer in 2026 is not necessarily the third-party discount site, but more the campground site, the RV Life, the Campendiums, things of those natures, where you go and you get an idea of what the campground is in and around you. But the unfortunate reality, I think, might then be is going, especially if it's these bigger campgrounds that kind of can afford, I think, to do some of these larger discounts, is having to go to those websites.
Yeah, for subscribe to their social media and all that sort of stuff.
That becomes more work for us as the RVer, for sure. But I do think that is, from what I'm seeing right now, as we roll into the new year offers and, book now for your upcoming trip, I do think that's going to be the trend. And that's where we're headed when it comes to trying to find deals on campgrounds going forward.
More in a moment, but first, this episode is sponsored by eTrailer. Ever feel like finding the right RV part is like searching for a needle in a haystack? Enter eTrailer.com. Whether you're puzzled about which product is right for you or how to install it, eTrailer has you covered. Their U.S.-based customer service is available by chat or phone 7 days a week. And with expert Q&As, helpful articles, and tons of reviews and install videos, you'll tackle any RV problem with confidence. eTrailer strives to get their hands on everything they sell, and their website is full of overviews, reviews, buying guides, and tutorials. And it's not just RV parts. It's towing and vehicle accessories, camping supplies, and more. Head to the link in the description to get free shipping on orders over $99. RV Miles is sponsored by Liquified. Eliminate black tank woes with Liquified RV Toilet Treatment, the ultimate enzyme-based solution. Their powerful formula simplifies waste management by breaking down solid waste and toilet paper, erasing foul odors, and ensuring smooth tank dumping. Designed with fellow RV enthusiasts in mind, Liquified offers a clean, fresh-smelling experience that keeps your RV adventures stress-free. Head over to liquifiedrv.com to grab yours today.
All right. National parks is next on our list. So predictions for our national parks in 2026.
Okay. My prediction here for national parks in 26 is going to have a little bit of caveat, because I know what your prediction is for 2026. And I agree with it. But I do think the overall numbers for tourism in national parks across the National Park Service system are going to be very high this year. 2024 was a record year. We don't know what 2025 will be in terms of numbers at the end of the year, but it should be a pretty big year as well. And 2026, I believe, will be as well, for a couple reasons. One, America 250 is going to draw a lot of people to some of the historic sites.
For sure.
The national battlefields, all that sort of stuff, especially in the East, where people are going to visit a lot of the American Revolution sites. We've got the Ken Burns American Revolution documentary. We've got the 100th anniversary of Route 66. And there are, of course, several national parks on Route 66. A lot of people planning on a Route 66 trip this year. We're thinking about a Route 66 trip for this year. May or may not happen. I don't know yet. We have no idea what we're doing, to be honest, this year.
If the kids have any say in it, it's happening. And that's because they want the end goal of the Route 66 trip.
Yeah, they want to go to L.A., see their cousins, and go to Disneyland.
Yeah, so they have a lot invested in doing a Route 66 trip. So
I also think we did have a big boom in travel internationally post-COVID. Once people felt like there was a lot of sort of pent up international travel demand, And a lot of that international travel happened in 2023, 2024, 2025. And I think the pendulum is now going to swing back, because anytime we see a big boom, there is always, it's a pendulum back and forth. And I think there will be a lot more people, Americans at least, interested in more national park travel this year. What's your prediction that ties into this?
So again, we are pretty much synced up on a lot of our predictions. It might be because we work together, might be because we live together, might be because we travel together. Who knows? Probably all three. But I feel the opposite of that is, while we're going to see perhaps a boost in American tourism, I do believe we're going to see a drop in international tourism. And I do think that that is going to have a bit of a financial impact on our gateway towns and the businesses in the gateway towns. They're really dependent in the off seasons on that international tourism.
And not just the tourism, the employees. We saw this during COVID, a huge problem in 2020 and 2021 in particular, where a lot of seasonal employees were on work visas.
And, you know, I'm talking about the travel agencies that will do the all-inclusive trip for international travelers, where they're going to take them to particular hotels they've partnered with. They're going to go around and drive them through the parks. They're going to take them on guided tours and all of these kinds of packages that a lot of our international friends do when they come to visit our parks, and they go from multiple park to park or a region of the country. And I think that we're going to see a bit of an economic impact for businesses and towns that rely heavily on that kind of tourism. Now, whether or not the American tourist kind of picks up and sort of bolsters those communities, I'll be really interested to see if we can continue to keep those small businesses and those gateway towns open and going and thriving, because they're such an important part of the national park experience for a lot of people. And so that, I'm a little sort of like, I think we're going to have this one thing. I'm hoping it doesn't land. And the other way, of course, what I really wanted to write included a lot of words that YouTube doesn't like you using.
Well, there are people that think this is a good thing. There are people that think this is a bad thing.
Well, it's not necessarily about tourism. I think the overall national park experience this year is going to involve a little bit of chaos.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of uncertainty in our parks, but I can't narrow that down to one prediction, right? I could give you about a dozen examples of why I think that.
But obviously, in terms of international tourism, it's a little bit harder. You cost more to come here. We have this foreign visitor fee for national parks. I think the visa fee is higher. It's a little bit harder, and people are going to, there's, whether you think that's okay, the right thing or not, that's gonna happen.
Yeah, I'm not making a prediction based on how I think someone's going to feel. I'm making a prediction based on facts. And the facts are, it's harder for international, it's more expensive for international travelers to come to our national parks now. And that will have an economic impact on the international traveler side. Now, it will be up to us Americans to, you know, put our money where our mouth is and go out there and make sure that these communities and these seasonal small businesses, and that they continue to be keeping their doors open. So by the end of 2026, this is the one I'm really going to be curious to look back on between what we both said here and see at the end of the year what we're looking at.
Yeah.
All right. So those were our predictions. Those are our predictions for the industry, both RV and campground. And that was our predictions for the national parks. We would love to know what your predictions are for these three entities. You can leave them in the comments if you're watching this on YouTube. If you're listening to this show, please feel free to email us. You could head over to the RV Miles Facebook group. You could leave it there. You could pop over to YouTube. We do try to read every comment and every email that we get, and we try as hard as we can to respond to every single one of them as well. So you're not screaming into the void. We truly would like to hear what you have to say on these three subjects.
When you say we try, that doesn't mean we actually do it, though.
I said try. We try to respond.
It's, we do.
And, you know, but sometimes there are some comments that are just a comment that don't need a response. Sure. And then sometimes it's there's comments that you're just like, and that's rude. I'm not responding.
No, but that's also another,
You know,
that's another reason to bring these videos back over on the RV Miles channel. You know, we spend a lot of time jumping back and forth between accounts and trying to find everything. And that becomes a little difficult.
And it's a way to try and get our listening podcasters who are interested in engaging in dialogue with us a little bit of an easier way to do that, right? Like, just come to this one spot or just come to the Facebook group. You don't have to, you know, two is a party. What is it? Like three's
a crowd.
Three's a crowd.
So for those of you that are new.
I tried really hard. It'll get cut, but there was a massive pause before I said, put your money where your mouth is, because I needed to think, because I was going to say, put your mouth on your money. And then I was like, well, that is gross. And also
sometimes cliche phrases come a little hard for Abby.
One of these days, I'm going to just make a whole line of t-shirts that are just every cliche phrase that I have inverted.
Yeah.
The days are longer and the years are short, I think was what I most recent. It is what it is. You know, it is. So, two is a party, three is a crowd. And come on over. Let's move on, please. Jay, for 2025, we both were going to list a couple, and I mean 2026, we were going to list a couple of goals. The first one being for RV Miles. And what? I see a big blank spot right there. What is your RV Miles goal this year?
We're going to get this studio finished, dialed in, locked in, and help try to automate our content. What you don't see when you're watching this right now, if you're watching it and you're seeing the cameras auto switching and stuff like that, which is, you know,
kind of driving me nuts.
It's driving me nuts a little bit, not too. But the goal, but I only had to press one button. Like, once I get everything, like, I pressed in one button and we're good. We're going to have to fix a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff not working right, but
hang with us,
eventually,
folks.
Eventually, the goal is to get rid of some of the technological time spent setting things up, organizing, and being able to, you know, I want to do some more breaking news stories. If something big happens, I don't want to wait until the Monday news video. I want to be able to get something short and quick out.
He wants to be like, boop, 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 doo, 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 and then get on, and the ticker's going to go across. And
I want to have a little bit, we want to do some more live streams.
Yes.
And I want to be able to actually lengthen the news videos a little bit with a few more stories if I have the time to do that. And just sort of flesh out our content a little bit more. Nothing dramatic, but the taking some of the external pressures off to be able to streamline a lot of stuff is really big on my to-do list right now.
And speaking of live, we are planning to go live while we're at the Super Show, either Wednesday or Thursday sometime, and probably the...
Maybe a couple times.
So, but it'll be over the Wednesday, Thursday, because we're just at the public part of the show on Wednesday, Thursday, maybe a little bit on Friday morning before we have to fly out. So at some point during that time, we are going to go live. So just kind of, you know, keep that in the back of your mind for the next couple of weeks. So for me, I agree, again, this is the theme. I agree with everything you just said. But I would also like this to be the year that we bring on a full-time in-person, in-studio staff member. We have tried remote work, and they've all been really lovely. But it's really clear now that what we need is someone that can come in office with us, that can work as a collaborative partner with us as we're scheduling out content, as we're looking at our schedule for the year, and then also keep up with a lot of the day-to-day sort of stuff that needs to be done at RV Miles, newsletters, websites, social media, so can focus more big picture stuff that's been sitting on this ever-growing back burner of RV Miles
years. It's very clear that that person also needs to be a full-time person who's invested in our business. We've had great experiences with a few part-timers in the past, and we struggle, not them, we struggle with giving them the proper tasks to do, with, like, you know, organizing them. We need somebody that is a part of our business, and we're going to have to find that. I really want to find that locally here.
Well, there's just so many things that in the moment you end up talking about or things that pop up. And it's very hard to have that kind of conversation where, is this person here now? Or, like, let me call them. And, you know, sometimes you just need to be in the room where it happens. And so, Quad Cities, I'm talking to you. We're looking for a member of the RV Miles staff who, you know, we can give a little office to, give a little desk to, that they can come in here. They can, you know, when we record podcasts or whatnot, they can sit and kind of catch the things if they have the time that we miss. Like, you know, the garbage I just picked up off of the
or the 100 times that we say something will be in the show notes and don't put it in the show notes.
Don't. And, you know, just things like that. So it's little things that Jason and I are dropping because we're so focused on the bigger things. And it's really the little things that make this the business, the professional, legit business that we want it to be, and not just two Joe Schmoes sitting at a microphone chit-chatting every week. So that's the RV Mile goal. Let's talk about something that we all do. And let's see if we're actually going to hold ourselves to this. So we thought it'd be fun to talk about one personal goal that we each have for ourselves for 2026. Again, I see yours is blank, but I know you've got one.
Yeah, I got one.
What is it?
This just has to be the year that I got to get some weight off. I know that's like the most generic cliche goal, the New Year's resolution that lots of people have, but I just starting to affect other things with my body, like my feet and stuff like that. And I have successfully done this in the past. A few years ago, I dropped like 35 pounds, and I'm looking forward to doing that again. And it's not even, you know, I don't care about body issues or you know,
I just want to be healthy. And I think that that's, you know, I think there's a lot of stigma around telling when someone says, I want to lose weight, because there's two ways it could go, right? Like, for the longest time, it's been, you know, you're doing it because you think that, you know, you're supposed to look a certain way in society. And we have certainly struggled with, like, we're supposed to look a certain way in on camera.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and you can look over the years of RV Miles and you can see Jason and Abby have kind of just gone up and down, up and down, up and down. And at some point we just decided, look, it's not about the up and down. It's not about the number that's on the scale. We could care less if there was even a scale in the house. It's about what our body is telling us. And our body is telling us right now that there's too much pressure and that we need to relieve some of that. So I support that. I'm with you. That's a journey we're going to do together. But that is not a goal I actually wrote down for myself for 2026. I wrote down that I am going to seek what is called, or what I have been kind of reading some about and went down a rabbit hole during the sickness of Christmas while I was sleeping in the hallway on an air mattress next to my family that was quarantined in a bedroom. I want to do something. It's called like an analog lifestyle. That's kind of like what, you know, everyone that I've been kind of reading about is calling it, is an analog movement or an analog lifestyle, which is sort of a return to a time. And this cracks me up. These young, and it's led by a lot of young people, which is awesome. But they want to return to a time in the late 90s, early aughts.
Way back when.
It just makes me feel so old, because I'm like, oh, I remember it well. But it's about, I mean, it's not about fashion or things like that. It's about getting this thing out of your hand. It's about getting the computer away from you. It's about getting away from digital and going back to analog. So examples I give are, instead of playing solitaire on my phone, I'm going to get a deck of cards out and play solitaire. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of reading a book on my Kindle, I'm going to go to the library. I'm going to check out a book. You know, instead of mindlessly scrolling through reels and TikToks or whatever, I'm going to read a book. And then I'm going to be very deliberate about when I do sit down and turn on YouTube or turn on watch a movie, whatever that is. I'm going to be deliberate about it. And I'm not going to just use it as a tool to mindlessly just go numb and you know, fall down a rabbit hole. And an hour and a half later, I'm like, oh my God, I've been looking at reels for an hour and a half. You know, it's about that. It's about, to me, it's about, instead of, you know, shopping online, I'm going to shop in person. I'm going to put
we're well down the road of that. We got so frustrated with Christmas again this year, as we did last year, and ordering things online and them arriving on time and shipping issues and all that sort of stuff.
And I think, you know, maybe some people will laugh because they say, well, you literally have a business that's built on digital. And you're absolutely right. I do. But what I want to do here is curate a space too that allows for that feeling of like you're not just here mindlessly.
Yeah.
We're building, because this is still a valuable tool. Being able to have a text thread with all of my family members is a valuable tool. Being able to catch up with all of my friends online that I never see anymore is a valuable tool. Sitting down and laughing with you over some reels or watching a YouTube channel that we have found about spending 6 months living in a boat in Greenland. You know, I mean, those are things where we're being deliberate about the time. And what I want here is for people to feel like this time with us is meaningful for them, that even that they get joy or laughter or knowledge, or just they shake their head and go, well, I'm glad they figured that out before I did. You know, but that's what I want. And to me, that's still living an analog lifestyle because I'm being deliberate about that. So, and having book club, you know, having that book club with mile markers is phenomenal because I can still read the book, but then I get to use this digital platform and we all come together on Zoom to talk about it. And I'm building a community with people that, even though they don't live next door to me, they still feel like my neighbors. And so, you know, that is my goal. And that will also help me repair my attention span, because I think that everyone in our family suffers from the reels TikTok attention span.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, I need my 1 minute burst and keep going 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute. And so doing a puzzle, reading a book, playing a game, things like that, you focus in, it's your attention span and you got to work hard at it.
Once again, we'd love to know your thoughts about 2026, whether it's your thoughts about the RV and camping industry or whether it's your personal goals, whatever it might be. Let us know in the comments for this episode or on the post for this episode in the RV Miles Facebook group. That's it for this episode of the RV Miles podcast.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us. We are thrilled to be back here with you in 2026. To all of our friends out there in the audio world, thank you for sticking around and continuing to play this podcast as you're traveling around or you're getting on that treadmill to get better in 2026. And for all of you on the RV Miles channel, hi, we're so glad to be back with you. And we cannot wait for an entire year of fun that we're going to have here on this podcast with you, and then as well out in person with events that we have coming up and so much more. So until next week, friends, please stay safe. Do wash those hands, because that influenza A is a mighty, mighty tough one. And until next week, keep logging those RV miles.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.